While in Washington, Susan got a chance to demonstrate her social engineering skills. As Susan later told the story, a team of military brass, colonels and generals from three service branches, sat at a long conference table with a computer terminal, a modem, and a telephone. When Susan entered the room, they handed her a sealed envelope containing the name of a computer system and told her to use any abilities or resources that she had to get into that system. Without missing a beat, she logged on to an easily accessible military computer directory to find out where the computer system was. Once she found the system in the directory, she could see what operating system it ran and the name of the officer in charge of that machine. Next, she called the base and put her knowledge of military terminology to work to find out who the commanding officer was at the SCIF, a secret compartmentalized information facility. Oh yes, Major Hastings. She was chatty, even kittenish. Casually, she told the person she was talking to that she couldn't think of Major Hastings' secretary's name. Oh, came the reply, you mean Specialist Buchanan. With that, she called the data center and, switching from nonchalant to authoritative, said, This is Specialist Buchanan calling on behalf of Major Hastings. He's been trying to access his account on this system and hasn't been able to get through, and he'd like to know why. When the data center operator balked and started reciting from the procedures manual, her temper flared and her voice dropped in pitch. Okay, look, I'm not going to screw around here. What is your name, rank, and serial number? Within 20 minutes, she had what she later claimed was classified data up on the screen of the computer on the table. A colonel rose from his seat, said, That will be enough, thank you very much, and pulled the plug. Computer security experts had been suspecting for years what Susan was proving time and again. The weakest link in any system is the human one. Susan liked to illustrate her belief with the following scenario. Take a computer and put it in a bank vault with 10-foot-thick walls. Power it up with an independent source with a second independent source for backup. Install a combination lock on the door along with an electronic beam security system. Give one person access to the vault. Then give one more person access to the system, and security is cut in half. With a second person in the picture, Susan said, she could play the two against each other. She could call posing as the secretary of one person or as a technician in for repair at the quest of the other. She could conjure dozens of ruses for using one set of human foibles against another. And the more people with access, the better. In the military, hundreds of people have access. At corporations, thousands do. I don't care how many millions of dollars you spend on hardware, Susan would say. If you don't have the people trained properly, I'm going to get in if I want to get in.